Every summer, the Springfield Regional Arts Council cooperates with the Springfield Community Center to present a six-week program for kids in Zones 1 and 2 who are served by the Community Center. It's called Arts in the Park. Jordan Valley Park, to be exact, which is the location of the Arts Council's Creamery Arts Center headquarters. Each week during the six-week program, representatives from Springfield's major visual and performing arts groups conduct week-long workshops with the kids based on that organization's specialty. Last summer, Arts in the Park added two additional weeks to its curriculum, teaching kids in 4th through 9th grade the 10 tenets of Springfield's Be Civil, Be Heard project. The Arts Council's recently retired Director of Programs and Exhibitions, Stephanie Kramer, was part of the meetings in 2011 that formed the foundation of Be Civil, Be Heard. Then, right before the 2017 Arts in the Park began for the summer, Stephanie Kramer received an urgent phone call.
Calvin Allen, who's the director of the Springfield Community Center, called and said, "Stephanie, I've got problems. Kids are actually coming from the junior high. They're fighting across the street, and parents are even joining them." When he made that phone call to me, he said, "Stephanie, I need a program for the older kids, because that's who was fighting."
Kramer felt that that call for help from Calvin Allen dovetailed perfectly with the Be Civil, Be Heard message. Kramer enlisted the help of Be Civil, Be Heard program curator Dr. Elizabeth Dudash Buskirk, says the Arts Council's grant writer Avery Parrish.
It was two different weeks, but we split it up into 3 days over the 2 weeks. So we had a first initial kind of training and had the kids learn the program. Mm-hmm. And we had kind of a incentivizing week to keep them continuing their good behavior and good civility traits to the end of the program where we had a graduation.
Stephanie Kramer.
It was just so funny how it all just came together in like 1 week, you know, and then here Keisha comes into my office. I'm like, "Oh, well, you're exactly who I've been looking for." Keisha's about to graduate.
So I'm an undergrad at Drury, and I'm getting my bachelor's degree in theater and arts administration.
That's Keisha McMillan, who served as the Arts Council's daily program coordinating intern during this year's Arts in the Park.
Being the camp coordinator, I had the privilege to really get to know the kids on a more personal level. They really started to open up to me and talk to me about anything they wanted to. They felt safe in the environment to do so.
They did work Be Civil, Be Heard into the curriculum for the younger kids too, but at a more basic level, says Stephanie Kramer.
No pushing, no touching, you know, be aware of your space, be considerate, acknowledge others.
One of the buzzwords that kept coming up among the preteens and teenagers was drama.
For example, if somebody says something to you that is inappropriate, what do you do? Some of them said, you walk away. You don't increase the drama. And drama is something that was a word they kept using because that's how preteens fight, is with dramatic language and hopefully not actions.
Several of the kids gave a presentation about drama and how to defuse it.
Today, we're going to be talking about drama.
What
is drama?
Drama is something that happens to multiple people, which causes a lot of fights and arguing.
I agree. What causes drama?
Rumors.
Parking.
Bullying.
Gossip.
And snitching.
The women told me there was plenty of drama, at least at first.
The older kids, when they first got there, we would start talking about Be Civil, Be Heard, and they'd be like,
oh. Roll their eyes. Yeah, they not just want to participate.
They would just be, they're like, can we just do art?
Daily program intern Keisha McMillan saw remarkable changes in attitude over the course of the camp.
You know, comparing the first week to the last week, you know, I would have the students be like, well, I don't care about this. I have to look out for myself. I don't care about anyone else, and et cetera, et cetera. And then towards the end of the program, I had the privilege to, you know, talk to the students on one-on-one and see, like, what have you learned throughout this process? What does civility mean to you? And a lot of them were able to tell me, you know, I can see that there are actually people who care about me. There are people who want me to succeed. There are people who want to help me. And I want to do the same for others, what you guys here at the program have done for me.
I asked the women about the state of civility in Springfield today and what challenges lie ahead.
What really upsets me is that I wish people would jump to trying to understand rather than jump to be defensive and harm one another.
you know, I think we have a chance. We just have to be able to let other people express themselves and try to understand their point of view. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can all be a little less angry and maybe a little more open.
Stephanie Kramer, Keisha McMillan, and Avery Parrish at the Springfield Regional Arts Council. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.